I got involved with Iditarod the first time in 2006. My wife and I were here actually getting married in Hope, Alaska. And we thought it was a good thing to do because we are great fans of the Iditarod and have been for many years. She grew up here in Alaska, so she introduced me to the dogs and to the Iditarod, and we've been pretty much involved ever since. I'm here today and involved with the Iditarod because it's a chance for me to give back and to continue to serve. There's so many people that it takes to put the Iditarod on that are behind the scenes, and being one of those is a chance, is fun. And it's a chance to, of course, to be near the dogs and near the mushers and near people who appreciate all that, and to share our Alaska with lots of people. One of my most memorable Iditarod experiences is that because my wife and I run a B&B in the middle of nowhere, Trapper Creek, Alaska, it's called North Country B&B. We get the chance to serve a lot of the mushers who come up and down the Parks Highway, Lance Mackey and Jeff, and lots of people have stopped by. So getting to know them and to see a little bit behind the scenes of what it takes to be a world-class dog musher and to get to know them as friends has been just a very, very special experience for me. And so my wife and I just love to serve them and to have them come by. Just sometimes they just stop to say hello, have a cup of coffee. Other times they'll bring their dogs and spend a night. So getting to know them, and of course Jeff Schultz and the leadership team, the volunteer leaders behind the Iditarod, has been a real blessing for us. So we really appreciate it. Well, I would say what I know for sure in life is, first of all, that the Marine Corps is the best outfit on the planet. Marines are very special people. They're very much, as I am and as we all are, into serving and giving. So being a part of the Marine Corps for 32 years or more has been a real blessing for me. And the other thing I know is God is good.